Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. It's Monday, 28th of January. Firstly, in Bangladesh, investigations into the murders of liberal bloggers and activists have reportedly progressed at a very slow pace. More than 10 bloggers have been labeled atheists, were murdered by the Islamist terror groups. The last murder was in June 2018. The investigations have been disrupted allegedly by political influence or through corrupt means. There have been no major progress in any of the 10 murder cases. Some cases which have progressed to trial have been stalled by the bureaucratic judiciary. The slow progress in these cases reflects the superficial investigation by the authorities and the inefficiency of the judicial system in Bangladesh. Liberal bloggers and activists continue to face threats by the Islamist groups. In Sri Lanka, people of Kepupulavu in the Mulai Thivu district in northern Sri Lanka have escalated their protests against the acquisition of land by the army. The land acquisition by the army in northern Sri Lanka has been controversial, which has also triggered protests in other major cities across the country. The protests have been ongoing for 700 days in the vicinity of the army base in the area. The protests have been low profile, though the tensions were high last week after allegations of intimidation by the army personnel. The protests may have been peaceful, but the escalation of tensions between the locals and the army is likely to trigger widespread protests in the region. The army has occupied vast areas in the northern provinces to set up their base in the region, which, while fighting the civil war against the LTTE rebels, which ended in 2009. Clients are advised to monitor the developments in the protests and avoid the northern provinces of Sri Lanka, where the tensions between the local people and the army can potentially trigger clashes in the region. Non-members can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our assessments on a pay-for-view basis.